100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
What some people may not know is that two of the 14 finalists at the AIB Startup Academy that got to pitch on Thursday for the grand prize of €200,000 were already with us on the Sunday Business Show before they were even finalists. We're always in good company, and Shane Ryan from Feed and Jennifer Hourihan from Othello are both Team SBS members, and along with all the other finalists have come through 8 weeks of mentorship, pitching and honing their business skills with the AIB Startup Academy. Ruth Devaney, our producer, headed along to the Lighthouse Cinema on Thursday to catch up with some of the finalists and all of the action on the day, including the first runner-up, which we didn't know at the time, was Michael Swift and Jill Blake, Swift from Frank Mann, and second runner-up is Alva Keane with her company's Izzy's Wheels.
Spina bifida, so she's been a wheelchair user all her life. And growing up, she found it very frustrating and upsetting that there was nothing available for her to personalise her wheelchair. So when I was in my final year in college in the National College of Art and Design, I created a range of personalised wheels for Isabel's wheelchair. And the idea was that you could match your wheelchair to go with your outfits and transform a medical device into a piece of fashion and a piece of self-expression. So we created these just for Isabel, but as soon as we started posting photos online, we started getting messages from wheelchair users all around the world wondering where they could get their hands on these designs. So this summer we launched easywheels.com, where wheelchair users could sign in and get their own wheels designed. So since then we've just been flat out making designs, and to really prove that a wheelchair can be a work of art, we collaborate with different artists and illustrators to really prove that the wheelchair can be a work of art.
And you've been a huge part in the creation of this business as well. So how has it been for you?
It's been literally incredible. Like, the fact that I'm only in first year in college now, and like, this experience has been amazing for me. But from my perspective, really, as brand ambassador, my role and my aim is just to spread the word that, you know, wheelchairs and other, you know, assistive devices for people with disabilities of any sort can be a positive thing. They don't necessarily have to be thought of as a negative thing. I know what it's like to have grown up mm-hmm. as a wheelchair user. Yeah. So I want, you know, little children and, you know, 4 and 5 year olds to have confidence in who they are and be able to be proud of their wheelchairs. And I think this project and this whole business just perfectly reflects my opinion anyway of how medical devices and wheelchairs should be seen as from another person's perspective.
I started Kiki Moon 4 years ago. I had the first idea for Kiki Moon when I had my first child, Ethan, and I was really looking for something really unusual in terms of a baby blanket. So, you know, the baby blanket for me and for moms, it's a really special purchase because it's the first piece of fabric that touches your newborn skin. So I wanted something really fresh and vibrant and not pastel-y, not baby pink, not baby blue, and something gender neutral because I didn't know the sex of my baby. So I couldn't find anything I wanted, and I have a background in business and in interior design, so I said I am going to do something about this, and Kiki Moon basically started from that idea. So it was a couple of years later when I actually started the design and manufacturing process, but we've been trading now just 18 months. Our key selling place would be our website, so it's lovekikimoon.com, and we are also stocked in selected retailers in Dublin and in Belfast. You'll get that information on the website. Being an entrepreneur can be a very lonely road, and you know, I really don't know that many entrepreneurs. I have 2 young kids as well, so it's it's a different dynamic, a lot of juggling going on, like most parents. But just to be in the company of like-minded people who are as ambitious as you, with, you know, who are setting strategic goals for their future and for their business, it's really important. It really helps drive you on. And we've already, you know, all of us are kind of very excited for, you know, the future and meeting up. We're going to be doing regular meetups and think-ins, that kind of thing. So it's been fantastic for that.
I suppose one day I was shopping in a pharmacy for a new hairstyling product. There was so much on offer, but I found the ranges were so big and the language was a bit confusing, and I was in a bit of a rush at the time, and I wanted to get a product that I could trust, but also was, you know, worth the money. And so we dug a bit deep, and with Jill's background, she worked for the world's largest beauty company, L'Oreal, for 8 years, and I myself started a startup in 2013 in online subscriptions. And so we just thought we could amalgamate the two and create a new men's personal care company, Frankman, that's straight talking, that cuts through the bull and tries to speak in a language that guys can understand, so frank and to the point. So everything we do has Frank in mind, our customer, whether that be our snappy, no-nonsense content. Everything is delivered with our end customer in mind.
The whole concept, having Frank as the customer, I mean, it seems like it's something that probably isn't out there at the moment. Do you think this is something that the Irish consumer really needs?
Well, absolutely. So when we started, I suppose, a really big point, as you said, was getting to know this customer inside out. So we did over 650 interviews with men in UK and in Ireland. And it was actually incredible to see how frustrated they really were with the category. So what we found was men were going to barbers and were getting advice there because they were definitely seeking more advice. But in that, they were paying more than they really wanted to. So what often was happening was they'd go to a barber and they'd pay their €20 for a product. But the next time, they didn't want to spend that again. So they go to the pharmacy, and that's when they were getting frustrated. So that's what we wanted to do, was find something in the middle so we can get the efficacy and the performance of the barbers, but then bring it down to a more accessible level and a lower price point as well.
Michael, tell us, what's the experience been like so far?
Do you know what? It's been fantastic. And, you know, the 9 weeks, we've all become friends now. And even though it is a competition, you know, we really have forged great friendships. And, you know, every day we're sharing war stories on our WhatsApp group and congratulating each other when we get some little wins. But yeah, just, you know, from being able to implement all the workshops into putting into practice on the next day, basically, because we're all, you know, starting companies. Some are pre-revenue, some are trading right now. So taking little snippets and little nuggets from each week has been fantastic, and, you know, it's going to put us in a really good position going forward when we launch in August.
So Dynamed is a fruition as a result of personal experience working in healthcare. It is an add-on technology that enhances people's experience when they use CPAP equipment for a condition known as sleep apnea. So we provide a personalised, actionable information feedback loop for patients to show them what's going well and why. And if things aren't going so well, identify the problem, offer them a way to remedy it, and then help them with their execution of that remedy.
Winning €200,000. I mean, Martin O'Connell from NASA Medical, I heard that one last year, so kind of related enough to the industry that you're in. He said it was life changing for the business. So what do you think it'd mean for Dynamed?
It'd mean an awful lot. Company's almost like a living, breathing machine, and its resources or its fuel is knowledge, opportunity, and then finances and supports. And winning €200,000 like this, that'd be huge fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
And hopefully would accelerate the Dynamed development curve upwards, as well as giving a quality of life to a patient to the best of their ability. We also can come into an organisation and save them money. And, you know, you save somebody money, it's as good as making it.
My business is called bakersandcakers.com, and in a nutshell, we connect those who want to buy special cakes with those who love to make them. So a lot of bakers work from home and they operate off Facebook business pages at the moment, and it's very hard to find them. But unfortunately, the customers are looking for them by going to Google, and they don't have websites. So there's a bit of a mismatch there. So my whole aim is to provide a website presence for the suppliers so that the customers can find them easily. They'll be able to do e-commerce on this. We're going to supply them with business tools to help them call properly and do their accountancy properly and make it easier for the customer to find them, so they can come in and search by date, location, type of cake they're looking for, maybe gluten-free if they're looking for that, and then we match them back with the suppliers who meet all those criteria and just simplify it down and make it quicker. At the moment, I am looking for bakers and cakers nationwide. Doesn't matter where you are. We're not just based in one place, because we're obviously online, that makes it really easy. So we're looking for those producers who are doing it from home at the moment. That's where 90% of them are. But working from home and supplying from home, so they're the people I'm really looking for. They tend to be operating off Facebook business pages at the moment. So those already have those pages. We want them to come on to us. We'll be launching for the supplier sign up next week. So if they want to go on to www.bakersandcakers.com, they'll be able to avail of their profile, which is just as easy to set up as a Facebook business page, but much more searchable for customers.
I'm here with Jennifer Harahan from Othello. She was with us back in January of this year. We had just found out she had made one of the top 10 finalists at AIB. She's made it all the way to the top and she's pitching tonight. Jennifer, how are you getting on?
Really good. There's obviously a few nerves, you know, at this stage, and we're getting ready to pitch, just an hour or two to go, so the countdown is well and truly on. We had our sound checks earlier and they went off without a glitch, so just looking forward now to getting up on stage and you know, giving it my best shot.
For the people that mightn't have been listening back in January for what your business actually does, tell us all about Othello.
When I was working as a solicitor, I had to waste up to 2 hours booking an appointment with a third party solicitor or notary to come and verify my documents before I closed a case or a deal. And just noticed that the whole process around getting documents witnessed and notarised is really outdated, time consuming. So we built a mobile platform where you can find, book and pay for these services in a matter of minutes and just 2 taps. Business moves fast, cases and deals need to be closed, and what we're really doing is building a network of legal professionals to make law faster and more connected for everyone.
For the very last time, where can people find you?
Othello.com, so it's OTHELLO.com or Othello_law on Twitter. And I'm always welcoming people to connect with me on LinkedIn as well, Jennifer Harahan. So, and thank you so much, Sunday Business Show. It's actually been just brilliant getting to know you all.
And we love her too.